Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. In the course of my work, I deal with a lot of priests around our country. And the priesthood is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to His church. A gift that can be misunderstood, misinterpreted, but a gift nevertheless that most people know is special. Most people have a great deal of admiration and gratitude for their priests, and this is as it should be. The priesthood continues something that was started by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself when He chose His apostles to be with Him and to learn from Him. But more than that, He gave them a share in His own authority. His authority, for example, to preach the Word. He said to His apostles, "Those who listen to you, listen to Me." It's an extension of the very presence and ministry of Christ Himself. In fact, if you want to understand what the church is in the world today, think of it as the action and ministry of Christ continuing throughout history. Just as Jesus stood and taught the crowd, so when the church teaches, it is Jesus teaching. It's not simply the church teaching about Jesus, it's Jesus Himself teaching. When you see in the Gospels, for example, our Lord going around healing the sick, the church continues that ministry of healing the sick through the sacrament of the sick, for example, or the many prayers and blessings that are given to the sick, and the church's outreach to those who are in hospitals or are homebound. The priest extends and makes present the ministry of Christ in the world in so many different ways. The priest is a mystery, like Christ Himself, because in the life of the priest, there is both a human and a divine element. The fact that he shares, for example, in the authority to forgive sins. The fact that he can do miracles, such as at every Mass, consecrating the bread and the wine so that it actually becomes the body and blood of Christ. These are divine things. The priest shares, he touches, he lives in the world of the divine. And yet at the same time, this does not take away the humanity of the priest. The priest doesn't lose his human nature. He doesn't lose his feelings. He doesn't lose his temptations. And so priests need the encouragement of one another, the support and leadership of their bishops, of course, and the gratitude and the support and the loyalty of you, the people who come to the church week after week, day after day. Know the sufferings, know the loneliness at times, know the struggles that your priests undergo, and thank them for taking on this wondrous ministry. You know what happens when the priest stands at the altar or the priest sits in the confessional? He's not just acting as one who is teaching about Christ. He is acting in the person of Christ. And this is a technical phrase that we use in the doctrine of the priesthood to point out the unique way that the priest and the Lord Jesus Christ merge together into one at those special sacramental moments. So if you think about it, when the priest stands at the altar and says Mass, what does he say? He takes the host into his hand and he says, "This is my body." He doesn't stand there and say, "This is Christ's body," as if he's there telling us something about Jesus. But at that moment, we are to see Jesus standing there and saying to us what he said at the Last Supper, "This is my body." Notice what the priest says in the confessional. "I absolve you of your sins." Who's doing the absolving? Well, it is Christ Himself who is present at that moment, taking away the sins of the penitent. The priest acts in the very person of Christ. What a marvel. What a gift this is. It confuses some people because some people can't figure out how God gets so mixed up in human things. How God mixes Himself in with weak sinners like us. How God actually makes Himself present through human flesh and blood. But it shouldn't be that hard to accept that that's exactly what happens, because that's what happened in Jesus Christ. God could have saved us by looking down from heaven and saying, okay, those of you who accept me, those of you who believe in me, if you pray to me, you'll be saved. But he didn't do it that way. He actually took on himself human flesh, human blood, and became a human being in Jesus Christ. He continues to work through human beings to save the world. And this is where the priesthood comes in. There may be some watching at this moment who feel that they are called to become priests. You may know of someone among your relatives or your friends who you think would make a good priest. Don't be afraid to encourage people to accept the call to the priesthood. And if you yourself are feeling that call, don't be afraid to say yes. Sometimes people try to figure out, how do I know if God is really calling me to be a priest? I would say, presume that He is calling you if you have that desire. Because if you follow it through, if God is calling you, He will bless you and make it even more clear. And if He's not calling you, don't worry. You won't make it to the priesthood. But presume that He is calling you, because if you have that movement within your soul of generosity, that desire to preach the Word of God, that desire to continue the ministry of Christ and bring the sacraments to His people, there is no life that will be more challenging, more demanding, and yet at the same time more joyous and more rewarding than acting in the very person of Christ, bestowing His blessings, proclaiming His word, forgiving sins, and administering His body and blood. Pray for your priests. And the next time you see a priest, say to him, thank you, Father, for being our spiritual leader. Thank you for saying yes to God's call. Thank you for leading us in the ways of salvation.